Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming residents invited to series on how to run for office launching today. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A three-part online training series on how to run for office and govern effectively begins today. According to the Wyoming News Service, it's designed for people running at any level of government office in western states, including Wyoming. The training is part of the Grassroots Democracy Program under the Western Organization of Resource Councils, a group that organizes in rural parts of the West and includes Wyoming's Powder River Basin Resource Council. Gwen Lackolt, political director for the group, says the series will help answer a broad range of questions. Lackolt said, "Everything from am I ready to run for office, how do I organize my campaign, to how do I govern, and how can I be an effective elected official?" As of Friday, Lackolt says about 50 people had signed up for the trainings. Registration is still open until the event starts today at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Senator Mike Lee drops public land sale plan amid bipartisan backlash. U.S. Senator Mike Lee of Utah abruptly withdrew his controversial proposal to sell off federal public lands late Saturday following bipartisan opposition that threatened to derail the sweeping GOP tax and spending bill. Cowboy State Daily reported Lee's measure had been tucked into the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, but critics across the political spectrum, including fellow Republicans, objected, saying it would open public lands to private development. Lee said, though he dropped the language hours before a crucial Senate vote, "I continue to believe the federal government owns far too much land." The legislation advanced 51-49 without Lee's provision, but still faces obstacles before the final passage. Wyoming Representative Carly Provenza called the withdrawal a relief, but warned more work is needed to protect public lands. Ryan Semerad, attorney for the high-profile corner crossing case, said it's a triumph for Wyoming and her people. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.